This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Violence erupted in Indonesia overnight, and at least one person was killed as supporters of Prabowo Subianto, the former army general who lost the election, clashed with the security forces in Jakarta. The protesters even set fire to a police dormitory and police and vehicles before police used tear gas to disperse the crowd. Dozens of people were arrested. Indonesia's election commission on Tuesday confirmed that Indonesian President Joko Widodo had been reelected with 55% of the vote, defeating the former army general Prabowo. Prime Minister Theresa May is warning British lawmakers if they voted against the latest version of a European Union withdrawal agreement, they would be voting to stop Brexit.
So if MPs vote against the second reading of this bill, they are voting to stop Brexit. If they do so, the consequences could hardly be greater. Reject this deal and leaving the EU with a negotiated deal anytime soon will be dead in the water. And what would we do then? Some suggest leaving without a deal. But whatever you think of that outcome, Parliament has been clear it will do all it can to stop it.
May plans to ask the House of Commons to vote in early June on a withdrawal agreement bill in what she called a last chance to seal a Brexit deal. Talks on securing a compromise between May's Conservatives and the opposition Labour Party broke down last week. May says she will try again the week of June 3rd by asking lawmakers to vote on a withdrawal agreement bill implementing the departure terms. And U.S. lawmakers expressed sharply diverging opinions on the threat level posed by Iran after classified briefings President Trump's national security team presented to all House and Senate members on Tuesday. For more news, please join us at voanews.com from here in Washington. This is VOA News. Dozens of protesters supporting abortion rights were held across the United States on Tuesday. That means rallies. And even here in Washington, outside the Supreme Court, the demonstrations targeted a recent array of anti-abortion laws being adopted by conservative state legislatures that have voiced the hope that the ensuing legal battles over the strict abortion curbs will eventually push the court to overturn its landmark 1973 decision that legalized abortion here in the U.S. Abortion rights activists say forcing women to have illegal abortions is not an option.
It's a terrifying experience for a young person, and if you need an abortion and it's not a legal one, it's a horrible thing to have to go and get one.
New laws adopted or headed to be taking into effect in Mississippi, Georgia, Ohio, Missouri limit abortions to the first few weeks of a woman's pregnancy and sometimes before a woman would know she was pregnant. In Alabama, a doctor convicted of performing an abortion faces up to 99 years in prison. North Korea is condemning the United States for seizing one of its cargo ships. North Korea's U.N. ambassador, speaking at the U.N. on Tuesday, Kim Song, called the seizure a violation of international law, and he hinted it may impact other U.S. negotiations with North Korea.
United States has committed sovereignty infringing acts of dispossessing our cargo ship where DPRK's sovereignty is fully exercised. Speaking to the wise honest, it is a state ownership. Also, it is a property of our republic. We regard it as a part of our territory where our sovereignty is fully exercised.
The U.S. said on May 9th that it seized the ship because it was carrying coal in violation of U.N. sanctions, a first-of-its-kind enforcement action that came amid a tense moment in relations with North Korea of its nuclear program. Kim and Trump agreed then to a vague statement calling for a nuclear-free Korean Peninsula and improved bilateral ties. But a second meeting between the leaders collapsed in February over mismatched demands and sanctions relief and disarmament. The Organization of American States urging Nicaraguan President Daniel Ortega to stick to his agreement to unconditionally free all political prisoners by the June 18th deadline. The opposition plans to pressure the Ortega government by holding a nationwide general strike on Thursday. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.